lot of questions this year.
Simon Tzadik Ches Sif He. It's a longish Tzadik Tes. Oh, sorry, Tzadik Tes Sif He. Tzadik Ches Sif He was also a difficult Sif. By Kalim. This is in a certain way a little bit more confusing. I wouldn't say it's more difficult, a little bit more confusing, but. What gets it a little confusing is that the Torah and quotes a certain issue. And the issue is as follows. When you get a shaila, someone brings you a pot, and there's some iser inside, a piece of nevela, whole pot of potato soup. So you look, you measure, and you have shishim. Could you just straight out paskin that it's mutter? Or do you have to ask, wait a minute, did you always have shishim? Or maybe when the nevela originally fell in, there was only 30 kazesim of potato soup, and you added more water to the soup. Do you have to ask that question? That question, that issue, is addressed in the Torah. It's a machloikis. The Smag says the Rav is supposed to ask that question to find out if originally there was less than shishim and only now. Because if there was originally less than shishim, it could be a problem. You have to have shishim all along. Otherwise, it's nice and time originally. So the Rav is supposed to ask whether or not there's shishim, and the Torah says there's no point in asking. That question, so there's a big discussion. What's the reason for the smag that he says you have to ask? What's the point of asking? What's the reasoning of the Torah that you don't have to? That's a long discussion of the Poskim. That issue is not addressed in the Shulchan Aruch until the very, very end of the Sif. Okay? Shulchan Aruch first addresses the halacha. What happens if such a thing happened? What happens if it started off with 30 and you added, meaning when the nevela fell into the potato soup, there was only 30 kazesim, and now you added another 30 kazesim of potato soup? What's the halacha then? Is it a problem or is it taka bottle? Then we'll talk about, and we're going to learn when it's a problem. Sometimes it's a problem, sometimes it's not a problem. So first we have to learn what halacha is. When it's a problem, if you started off with less than shishim and then you added more heter and now you have shishim. When is it a problem? When is it not a problem? And then we're going to address the question that's discussed in the Torah, whether or not the Rav is supposed to ask whether or not something was added. Okay? So, but because in the Taz and in the, you know, at least mainly in the Taz, and a little bit in the Shach here and there, comes up, they're constantly referencing this issue that the Torah is discussing, and they're trying to bring it in order to, when they're discussing the halachas of when it was taka added, they're constantly referring back to that. That's why it gets a little confusing. But the halachas themselves are not really so difficult, and we just have to discuss it. So what's taka the halacha when something is added? So there's two issues that could be. One issue is the issue of ein mevatanis lechatchila. That's the first issue that's discussed in the Mechaber of Sif Hei. And then there's the issue of chaticha nasis nevela. That we're familiar with already. If when the iser fell in, there was only 30. So what does it help me now that another 30 fell in? When it fell into the 30, what happened? All of it became aser, nasis nevela. So now, not only doesn't it help if I add another 30, that'll make the other 30 aser. I have to add shishim against the whole original amount of mutter that became aser, chatichanasas nevela. Oh, then we know, not always do we say chatichanasas nevela. So the one question you have to ask yourself right off the bat is, mitzat chatichanasas nevela, did it already become a nevela before you added more? Right? So we would have to plug in the halachas. When we say chatichanasas nevela, when we don't, we know, basically, is it the difference between the mechaber amah, when it comes to shari surin, but the Mechaber says we do say Chatichanasis Nevela and the Ramah is make. I'm sorry, the Mechaber says we don't say it B'Shari Surim and the Ramah says we do. And sometimes even the Ramah is willing to be Mekel. That's if it's like Lach B'Lach B'Shari Surim or if it's the Rubus of Yavish B'Yavish. There are cases where even Lidi Dan we don't say Chatichanasis Nevela. So sometimes maybe it would help. Even if there wasn't Shishim originally, if something was added, it might still be Mutter. That's one issue, one angle of the Shaila. So we have to discuss the Pratim. We have to go over the Halachas. All the Dinim of Chatich Anasis Nevela. We have to go over. Yavish b'yavish, lach b'lach. There's not just Chatich Anasis Nevela. There's another aspect to that question as well. Efshul Soch Deyasser. Because if, let's say I was cooking potato soup and there's some potatoes in the soup. Okay? If nevela fell into the soup and there was not shishim against the piece of nevela, so everything in the soup became maser, right? The soup and the potatoes in the soup. If I added more heter, let's say in machaber, I added more heter, and now I have shishim against the original piece of nevela. I don't need against all the soup according to the machaber because we don't say chetichanas nevela b'shai serim, correct? Right. So all I needed shishim was against the original listener. Now I have altogether shishim. Now I have shishim kazesim of potato soup. Only one kazayis of nevela, we're good. Wait a minute. The soup might be good, but the potatoes are not good. Because once the potatoes became usher, I might not have to have shishim against it. We don't say kanan. But we say afshel sachtai usher. If it's a chaticha which is becoming usher, remains bisuroi. Afshel sachtai usher. Remember that rule? Even the mechaber held that way. Wait. I can't take shots. You have to do the shots after. It distracts everyone because it's... besides for you. So there's an additional factor. Like even if Chatich Anas Nevela is not an issue, Efshel Sach Deyasser might still be an issue, even according to the Mechaber. So you have to first, that's one big issue, major issue. You have to figure, is it going to be Mutter Mitzah Chatich Anas Nevela? And then you have to, Mitzah a different question. Even if Chatich Anas Nevela is not an issue, there's a din called Ein Mevatan Isser L'Chadchila. If Isser, that means as follows. If Isser falls in, if a Kazayis of Isser falls into my potato soup, and I have shishim in my soup, so this, it doesn't Aser my soup. I could eat my soup. I have to take out the piece of Nevela, but I could eat my soup. That's because I didn't do it. I didn't do it L'Chadchila, but the Evid, it fell in, so it's Batal. But if I go and I'm Mevatal Isser, I say, well, I have a piece of chelev, so I have some nevela here, so I'm going to throw it into my soup. Since it's such a big soup, I have shishim, therefore I'll throw it in. And let's say it'll dissolve, and I'll even be able to, you know, get some use out of this piece of nevela. So what's the halacha there? So the halacha, the way it's paskened up, is if I did it b'mezid, the kavana to be mevatel the yisr, then the food is aser. Yeah, even the heter. Even though I had shishim against the yisr. So let's say I had a pot of potato soup. I had 100 cups of soup in a potato soup, a huge pot of 100 cups. And then I add in a cup of trefa chicken soup. So the din is the whole chicken soup. Even though I have shishim against a cup of chicken soup, but it's going to be aser. Doesn't matter. I'm giving an example. It'll be ismevatel iser b'mezid aser b'deraisim b'derabbanan. And we'll talk about it once we start all the pratim. But I just want to give you a skira, like an overview, an outline, so you're not lost in the sugya. So this is the other issue. There's a din of emevatel iser l'chadchila. You're not allowed to be mevatel iser l'chadchila b'kavana. And if you do, and it's going to be aser b'di'evet. If you did it b'shoigig, then the halacha is, meaning, you didn't know it was iser when you poured it in. We'll talk also the details of what's considered shoigig. Or if it just drops in by itself, by mistake, by accident, tipped it over, yeah? Then it's going to be mutter b'di'evet. As long as you had shishim against it, it's mutter b'di'evet. So there's an issue with mevat lizer. So if you started off, now if you come to me with a shayla, there's a piece of nevela and a pot of potato soup, and there's shishim in the potato soup. So if you started off with 30, yeah, and you added another 30, so, well, I didn't explain that first. So included in this iser of mevat lizer l'chadchila is not just to throw in a cup of trefa soup into a big, huge pot of kosher potato soup. Included in that is also, if it would be the other way around, let's say a cup of trefa soup spilled into my potato soup. I did not have shishim, so I have a eitza. I'm going to add more water. I'm going to add more kosher potato soup to the pot until I have shishim against the cup that spilled in. So that's also the same idea as throwing the chatchila, throwing in the cup. Adding heter so that I'll be able to have shishim against my iser is the exact same thing as lechatchila throwing in the yisr. That's also called aim of atanas lechatchila. So now let's come back to our question. If when the nevela fell into the potato soup, I only had 30, and I added another 30 kazesim of potato soup, so it's not just a problem of chatichanasis nevela. Even if it's an example that there's no issue of chatichanasis nevela, it could still be aser mitzad the other issue. It could still be aser because of the issue of a mevatel l'chatchila. If I added that extra soup bekavana to be mevatel the nevela that fell in, I said, wait a minute, nevela fell into my 30 ounces of potato soup. Now my whole potato soup is awesome. How do I save it? So I run to the sink and I add in a bunch of more water to the soup. Now I have shishim against the kazayis of nevela. If you are mevatel b'mezid, then it's going to be awesome even b'dieven. If you did it b'shoigeg, if you didn't know the halacha, we'll soon talk about that. The ma'aser, the halacha is that if you didn't know the halacha, that's also called a shoygig. If you didn't know the halacha that you're not allowed to be mevatel iser, or you didn't know, that's a good point. Maybe for certain people, not knowing the halacha, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos, right? Shigas Talmud Oy Lazadin. Shoygig of a Talmud Chacham, that's called mezid. You have to know the halacha. Someone who's just never had a chance to learn your Yerideya, never had a chance, wasn't in yeshiva, for them it's a shoygig, not for you. You're mezid and not learning. So that's the other aspect of the shayla. If something was added, Is it going to be asur mishum because of the din of emevatel l'chatchila, or was it done b'shoigig or whatever, and therefore it's not going to be asur? So there's two aspects of the shaila that have to be dealt with when originally iser fell into heter and you did not have shishim. You added more heter until you reached shishim. There's two possible problems with this. Why it won't be mutter now? One problem could be if you added b'mezid, it could be a problem of emibatanus l'chatchila. Therefore, the whole thing will be aser. And if you did it b'shoigig, there still might be an issue of chatichanasis nevela. If it became nevela before you added, so it doesn't help that you added now. Unless you added so much that you had shishim against whatever, all the heter that became aser originally. So you have to see. You have to plug in the halacha. Did it become nevela first or not? There's a difference. What type of terulis are we talking about? Are we talking about basar b'chala? Are we talking about shari surim? Are we talking about a chaticha? Are we talking about a kamus of soup? Lach, it's much more kal, right? Because lach b'lach b'shari surim is where we have a right to be megal b'hefsa maruba. So the taste of a piece of an avela going into my potato soup, we say lach b'lach, the key is what's becoming usr, is what's becoming usr a liquid, it's what's becoming usr a soup or a something like that, a drink, that's called lach belach. Either liquid spilling into it or taste of a food going into my liquid. That's all called lach belach. Then if it's shavi surim, have some ruba, we could be mekel. Is included in that, you also have to, the shach points out, you have to be also careful about efshe sachta yasser. Because if it's a chaticha becoming asser, so for us it's for sure a problem, because chaticha nas is nevela, right? But even according to the mechaber, it'll still be an issue because of efshe sachta yasser. At least regarding that chaticha. It won't, because you don't say chanan, it won't make all the water that you added usr. But that water that you added won't be able to make that potato become mutter. According to them. We're going to review the halachas inside, hopefully, when we get to it. So that's the overall issue. Now, once we know all the halachas themselves, what they are, then we could come to the lamaisa, the question. When you get the shayla and you have shishim, are you supposed to ask? Once you know the halacha, what happens if you didn't have shishim? And then you added, it's what happens in your house, and there was no shishim, and something was added. You know it was added. What's the halacha? When is it going to be mutter? When is it going to be asr? Once you know that halacha, you have a separate question. Whenever you get a shayla, if right now there's shishim, are you supposed to ask, was something added? one opinion holds he's supposed to ask, the Torah holds he's not supposed to ask, and the halacha the Rama says is that you don't have to ask. And the question is why? That we'll get to in the very end. But in the Taz and in the Shach, the Pilpul appears earlier than the very end. So that's why it's a little confusing. But the halachas themselves, like we said before, are not that. It's very important, this overview that we just gave now, to put it in perspective. That's very important. Let's read inside a little bit, and we'll discuss some of the halachas, both mitzad in vatanas lechatchila and mitzad chatichanasis nevela, and then hopefully we'll discuss the halacha whether or not you have to ask. Zakta mechaber and said, "Hey, in vatanas lechatchila, there is a din that you're not allowed to be mevatanas lechatchila. You're not allowed to take a piece of nevela and throw it into a pot of potato soup, even though you have shishim against it. Vafilu nafal, now including in this iser." Afilo nafal letoich heter she'ein boi shir lavatle. Let's say the nevela fell into a pot of potato soup and you did not have shishim, you only had 30. So ein mei sifin alav heter kedei lavatle. You can add more kosher potato soup, you can add more heter, that you should have a shir bittel. Let's also consider ein mevatle chazela. Is ein mevatle chazela? It's not just throwing in the iser into the pot of heter. It's if it fell in by itself, adding, and you didn't have enough heter, adding the heter is also called being mevatel liyisr. So this you can't do lechatchila. In order to save you from making your food aser, you can add more heter. Included, by the way, in this, a third level of mevatel lechatchila is, let's say you had chaticha rilis kabe, right? You had a trefa steak that got mixed into a bunch of other steaks. So what's the halacha?
In a bottle
filled belt, you have 1,000 steaks. So I have an etzer for you. Cut it up into small pieces. Make pepper steak out of it. And little pieces is bottle. It's not chashim anymore. So that's also called in mevatel lechatchila to cut it up, pick up it. If it was cut up before you realized, and then you found out that one of those steaks that was cut up, one of those behemoths was a trefa, that's already cut up. By the time you found out of the taruvis, it's already cut up. The etzer is not chashim, it's bottle. But once you know that one, you have a bunch of steaks, you know one is trafe and a bunch are kosher, so you say, so let me cut it up, so therefore it should be batel. That's also called, you're enabling the bittel. That's also called emavatnes lechatchila. The same idea. An example that comes up, the Taz brings down, there's the case of is certain things, just like there's a din of chaticha v'leskabed, so there's certain things that the Gemara tells us already, that they're very chashev, therefore they can't be bottled. Certain, let's say, special nuts. Very, very expensive, fancy nuts. Each nut is like a chaticha v'leskabed. So it gets mixed into the other nuts. If you have one nut is, let's say, arla, one such kind of nut is arla, and it gets mixed into other kosher nuts, so afilo v'eleflei bottle. But if they get crushed up, so then it's not chashev anymore, so then it is bottle. So if you crush it up, that's also kain mevatel lechatchila. Over obitloi. What happens if you did it? You were mevatel the iser lechatchila. Oisharibolov. Not only if you just threw the iser in. The iser fell in by itself, but you added heter to the pot. In b'shoigeg. If you did it b'shoigeg. Mutter. Then it's going to be mutter. The in b'mezid. Aser. If you did it b'mezid, then it's going to be aser. Who is it aser for? It's aser lemevatel atzmai, the person who did it, who was mevatel yisr, the guy who threw in the trefa, the piece of nevela, or the guy who added the extra potato soup. Im hu shaloi, if it's yours, that means to say if I'm cooking potato soup for myself and I added the trefa chicken soup. Yeah? So it's aser for me. It's my food, so it's aser for me. V'chein l'mishin is and my family, by the way. Me and my family. V'chein l'mishin is batel b'shviloi. And also, if I did it for somebody else, let's say I was cooking food, I was cooking potato soup, but I wasn't planning on eating the potato soup myself. I was planning on giving this potato soup to my cousin as a gift. She just had a baby, and I wanted to make it easier for her, and to make her a soup and something, so I'll make supper for her family that night. So I made it. So if I did it for that family, So it's usher for that family as well.
For you and that family?
It's usher for you and that family. It's always going to be usher for me because, you know, even if I say, oh, I plan to make it for you, we're going to say, oh, it's usher for you, but it's mutter for me. Bottom line is I'm going to gain. Right now, I had a cup of I had a pot of potato soup with 100 cups of potato soup, and I threw in my one cup of trefa chicken soup, so I managed to benefit my one cup of chicken soup. Now I have 101 cups of potato soup. So I can't say making it usher for the person you had in mind, that's not it's for sure going to have to be usher to me, the guy who owns the food, and he was mevatalit, so sure going to be usher to him. Otherwise you're going to make it, otherwise, you know, he's going to end up being mevatalisser. You're going to give him motivation. We want to take away, we want to say that it's going to be usher to you, because to take away your motive from being mevatalisser. So we say, first of all, so for you, it's for sure going to be usher. And even to the person you did it for, it's going to be usher. Even though, l'chara, what should be the reason? If you did it for you, why is not letting you eat it help? Because you're not, in other words, you're not benefiting. You're not benefiting from the fact that I was a vatalisser. It was my isser. As long as I'm not eating it, so how... You're not really benefiting from it. So what's wrong with allowing you to eat this food? I cooked a potato soup for you, and I added in a cup of my trefa chicken soup. If you can allow me to eat it, yeah, so I'm gonna have extra chicken. I'm gonna have extra potato soup. But if I'm allowing you, what's wrong with allowing you to eat it? You didn't do anything wrong. If I allow you to eat it, so it's not going to encourage me to be mevatalisser again. I can't benefit from anyway. Allowing you to eat it, it's not really making me benefit. It's my food. I'm cooking it for you. So why? Okay, so the Shach says, because then we always want it to be usher for the person who was nizbatal for, because if the halacha is that the person who was nizbatal for could eat it, so then we're worried that I could tell somebody, I could tell my cleaning lady to be mevatalit for me. It's because she's being mevatalit, so it's only usher for her or whatever. But there's no isser, because we need to have it that it's usher for the person who was in this battle for, so that will ensure that not only don't you do it for yourself, but you don't get someone else to do it for you. Okay? So, therefore, we need to have it that it's usher. It's obvious that it has to be usher for the person who did it. I was mevatel my own food. So it has to be usher for me. So I shouldn't benefit and I shouldn't want to do it again. And it has to be usher for the person who I did it on behalf of him. This way I shouldn't get someone to try to do it on behalf of me. So it's obvious that this says it has to be usher. It's me. Now, I added a cup of chicken soup and I plan on giving it to you. Should it be usher for you, for the third person? No reason why to usher for him. This pot of potato soup does not have a taste of treif in it. It was nizbatel. We just want to take away this that I did an aveira, and I was mevatel isser lechatchila. That's my aveira. But saying that you can, you know, there's not. Even if we say you could eat it, that's not going to cause me to have any motivation to do it again. If I can eat it, shayst, and you can't eat it, the person who I did it for. So I already don't have any motivation to do this again. So there's no reason to not allow a third person to eat it. Okay. Va'asurim lomachre gamkin liyisrael achar shelo yehenu miment mashabitle. However, can I sell it to you? Can I sell it to a third guy? I can't sell it, because if I'm selling it to the third guy, then I'm benefiting from it. One second, I'll explain what's selling and you'll probably get the answer to your question. Now, trefa chicken soup. Let's say it costs a dollar a cup. The potato soup costs a dollar a cup, so I have 100 cups, that's $100 worth of potato soup. Trefa chicken soup, what's it worth to me? less because it can't be sold to a Yid and it has to be sold only to a Goy. Let's say that's worth 50 cents, the cup. It's not also about, no, right? I could sell it to my Goy. But, you know, because I'm more restricted, and it can, so let's assume that that's worth only. So now I have 101, it fell in. So now I have 101 cups of potato soup now. Because it was nisbatl, I don't feel the chicken soup, right? So it was nisbatl. So I have 101 cups of potato soup. So what halacha is telling me, at least the way the shach explains, is that I can't sell it to you, for me and for you. I'm saying you, for the one who was mevatel it, and the one who was nisbatl for, they can't eat it. For them, it's as if the iser was not nisbatl. The iser is dear, as if you don't have shishim, so they can't eat it b'chlal. We don't want the bittel to work for them. But for a third guy, third person, legabe him, it was nisbatl. There's no iser in here. And he is allowed to eat it. Could I sell it to him? Well, we don't want me to benefit. Again, this was my cup of chicken soup. If I'm going to now be able to sell it to you for $101, as if you have, you're being sold a pot of chicken soup, 101 cups of potato, kosher potato soup, at the price of $101, that means I benefited from being mevatel my cup of treifa chicken soup. Because my cup of treifa chicken soup was only worth 50 cents. But it was nisbatel in my pot of potato soup. Now I have a bigger pot of kosher potato soup, which I can sell for you for more money. So we don't want me to benefit. Otherwise, I'm going to do it again next time. So therefore, I can't sell it to you. But should I not be able to sell it to you at all?
$100.50.
So that's what the Shach explains. Nothing wrong if I sell it to you for $100.50. There's nothing wrong. Again, I lost my motivation to... I could have sold a cup of chicken soup to the guy. It's not an Isser Hanah.
What about
it's not an Isser Hanah. Why should I not be allowed to have Hanah from my pot of potato soup? We're not coming to punish him over here, punish him for being, the Eibush is going to punish him for doing, being over on Imavatamas Lachatchila. We just want that he shouldn't do it again. We want to take away his motive, Shalo Yehenu Maisav Aroy, and that he shouldn't benefit from what he did, and he shouldn't have motive to do it again. So as long as he's not gaining, as long as he can't eat it, and the Mishnah is Matav Shviloi also can't, and so therefore, even if he's selling it to somebody else, so even though it says you're not allowed to sell it, so the Shach explains, you don't have to give it to him for free. You just have to sell it to him at the rate that you would have been forced to sell the chicken soup.
I don't need to sell the whole entire pot like it was Isser. I just need to sell the part which became
Usser. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Only the extra. Meaning it's $100.50. So just double check the Shach on that.
Isn't it a mashmash
that's Tumahalachim? Like one? Yeah, the Shach goes, but he argues, and in the end he says that he thinks even Isser Heter agrees to him. Yeah, it means the extra money, means whatever. Means in our example, it wouldn't be a problem to sell him for $100.50. Okay, a few more proctim in the din of Emavatam Zachatchila. So, first of all, so we said again, it's also for the person who was mevatelet, the person who was in this battle for. We explained why, because we don't want him to ask someone else to be mevatelet on his behalf. So therefore, we always say the person who was in this battle on his behalf for, so also can have it, and it applies to his family as well, the person and his family. But however, a different person could have it. You just can't sell it to him at the price of a full pot of kosher food. He has to deduct for the treifa that's in there. He has to charge less for that extra treifa, as the amount that he would have gotten for it, as selling it as treifa food. What happens if I go into your kitchen and I'm cooking you supper, and I cook you a pot of potato soup, and I pour in a cup of, all in your house, your potato soup, your chicken, tray for chicken soup, I say, and I pour in a cup of chicken soup for you. So again, it was this battle on your behalf, so it's Asr for you. We always have to have that gzeira, otherwise we're going to ask someone to be
Mevatel.
No. We're talking about, this is assuming that it was with your blessing, with your, you were happy about it. You knew about it and you were happy about it. Okay, so you were amazed. You were amazed just as me. So then it's Asr for you, but should it be Asr for me, the one who was cooking?
No reason to make the
gzeira, says the Shach. It's not my food, so I'm not benefiting. The guy who I did it for with his food can't eat it, so he's not benefiting. So I, in this example, even though I was the one doing the cooking, even though I was the one who threw the tray for chicken soup in, I'm like you, I'm like the third guy in this example. Therefore, there's no reason. No, that's like him eating it. It's not my food. Right? And I wasn't the one who it was Nizmatel for. So, I still don't have any, in this, in allowing me to eat it, in this example, will not cause that, will not give me motive to be Mevatel Isser. He's not going
to
allow me to be Mevatel, Man of Shach. And when it was, am I going to do this next time again?
Why not?
Why, yeah.
It's
his food. I can't eat it. It's his food. He's going to sell it to me. I'm saying he's not going to just, you know what I mean? What's the, it's his food. I'm doing it for him. He can't eat it. What?
Full price too?
Not full price. What we said before. He can't either benefit from it. I'm going to get a cup of... I'm going
to
end up getting cheaper soup because he's going to have to sell it to me for the price of...
He'll just sell it for 1 penny cheaper. And Yidden, probably just sell it for 1 penny cheaper. And then it's fine. Then if Yidden wouldn't go for 1 penny cheaper.
But who says he's going to sell it to me? He could sell it to whoever he wants. I'm not going to do it again. I have no way of capturing him that guaranteeing that he'll sell it to me. And he's not gaining from being allowed to sell it. No, I don't have motivation to do it. I'm not gaining anything. I will have no reason to do it. I'm going to do a veira for nothing.
No, but he can see yours for first preference.
Yeah, I'm going to do a veira for that. No. Okay, so that's the Shach. Now, the Taz raises the issue, I think Shmuel was saying before. What happens if I don't know? Meaning, can I go and be Mevatel food on your behalf? And whoever it's Nizbatel on their behalf, it's Asr for. So now I made Asr for you to eat this food. You don't know. You don't even know about it. Well, no, so if I'm making... Oh, wait a second. That's what those that argue on the Taz. Well, let's first explain the Taz. Taz says, could I be Mevatel on your behalf? And that will make it Asr to you. But you didn't even know about it. The Taz says, well, if you didn't even know about it, it's not going to become Asr to you. Yeah, the other guy can't just make it Asr for you against your will. And the same thing, even if you knew about it, you didn't want it to be. You're a shaygig. It's only Asr to you, b'mezid, right? Only from Mevatelis and b'mezid. So you have to know, and you have to want to be, and not only you have to want to do it, and you have to know the halacha that it's Asr to do, then it's going to be Asr for you. The same way if I'm Mevatel for me, it's only Asr for me if it's mezid, but if I did it by mistake, and whatever mistake means it was knocked it over with my elbow by mistake, I didn't realize, or mistake means even if I put it in, but I didn't know the halacha, that's Asr, as a Taz says. Different Taz says, there's a little bit of an arichas, but the point of the Taz is that if you didn't know the halacha, it says you didn't know that it's Asr to be Mevatel Isser, or let's say you didn't know that this is also considered being Mevatel Isser, let's say adding more heter is considered being Mevatel Isser, if you didn't know the halacha, that's also going to be mutter. So, if that's will be mutter for me, so why is it different by you? If you don't know about it, how can you be more shaggy than that? If you don't even know about it. Okay? So that's the Tazis Taina.
So then how about with the, so then with, let's say you woman, a woman that just gave birth. How does she know? Like, let's say she...
No, no. The example is that, saying, it would attack only be usher for her if I did it for her and she knew.
Right.
And she knew the halacha also and everything like that. If not, then according to the Taz, and not everybody agrees to the Taz on this, but there are those that are machmir, but that's the opinion of the Taz. That's going to be mutter, if you didn't know. Or even if you knew and you didn't want. He says it's like a shoygi, it's not worse than shoygi. Okay? No, he didn't want you to be mevatel l'iser. He said, don't put it in. And against his will, you went and you put it in. Then it's an aveira, don't put it in.
But if you didn't know, then it won't stop the cook from doing it again.
But he's a shy gig.
Like,
there's still no gzeira, because what's the gzeira? And why do we have to ask for it on the other guy's behalf? Because then I'm going to ask someone else to do it on my behalf. But it's only going to be mutter to me if I'm a shoygig. So it's not really... yeah, okay, listen. That's the halacha. You have a foul for it. The reason applies or not. You have to think about it. But like upon him, that's the halacha. Clear? So that's the inyan of a mevatel l'iser. One inyan we didn't really discuss yet is... this halacha, the etzem din, that it's usher to be mevatel l'iser l'chatchila. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That's what we asked in the beginning of Shir. The Shach talks about that. The Shach quotes a Ravid that says that it's d'oraisa. The whole inyan of ein mevatel l'iser l'chatchila is d'oraisa.
But Tom Kiyaker would argue on that.
Why?
Tom Kiyaker is telling me d'oraisa cares about what I can.
No. No, not necessarily.
There might be an isser to do, but isser on actually eating it?
No, no, no. We didn't say the isser to eat it. We just say, is it asr la halacha to be mevatalit?
Oh,
is it an isser de raisa, the action of being mevatalit? Oh. What would be the difference of whether or not the din of being mevatal isser is a din de raisa or din de rabbanon? So... what seemingly would be the what would be a difference seemingly is if you do a b'shoigik, you didn't know the halal, you did it by accident. Should we say kansinon shoigik atu meze, that we give you a knas? We say that even if you did a b'shoigik, it's aser, so you shouldn't do it b'mezit. We're going to give you a knas b'mezit. So we already said the halach is what, that b'shoigik gets mutter, right? That would seem to indicate what? That it's only derabbanan. That's why we don't give you a knas. That's what some achronim are meir. That seems to be the correct approach la halacha. But the Shach says not like that. The Shach says that this, that is shoygi gets mutter, is irrelevant. Is saying that's not affected by the question of whether or not it's deraisa derabbanan. It's deraisa, and even if you hold it's deraisa, or some say it's deraisa, and even if you hold it's deraisa, still shoygi is going to be mutter. We're not going to give you a knas. Again, all the achronim go wild about this. That's against the basic approach, against the general rule, that when the way, at least the way we paskan in Hilchos Shabbos, like if somebody cooks on Shabbos by accident, he didn't know the halacha, we say it's still aser. Can't eat it till after Shabbos. Why? In Shoy got to maze it. So by Nisa there, I say usually we do give a knas for Shoy got to maze it. Shach Tain is that over here we're not going to. Even if you hold like the Rabbi, that's there, I say. And there are others that hold it's the Rabbanon, that it's only the Rabbanon. Why should it be also with the Rabbanon? Why not? In other words, why not? If there's nothing really wrong with it, Minat Torah, So what's wrong if I, why not let me add it in lechatchila?
Because, you know, to go around just starting adding treif to your food is a bad idea.
Why is it a bad idea?
People are going to start, if you tell you, okay, I can add up to you, you have to make sure you have 60.
Oh, now you're saying a svara. Now you're saying a svara, because if we allow you to put it in 60, you might put it in less than 60. Oh. That's what some say. Yeah. Why is it deraisa? You don't ask why is it deraisa. You can ask what's the source. What's the source? Some say it's halacha lemaaseh from the Sinai. Some say other proofs. By the Raisa, we just ask for a source. We don't ask for a svara. Right, they're abundant. You want to know if it's Xayah or they're abundant. Why did they make the Xayah?
Which of the 613 mitzvahs are you here? That's the question.
Oh. So, yeah, so some say it's part of each Isser. In each Isser, in the Isser of Nevela, part of the Isser is that you're not allowed to be Mavatalit. That's what some want to say. He knows where is it, what's the makar for it. Some say it's Allah Chumash Rasin, and some say no. It's part of that individual Isser. Every individual Isser, part of that Isser is that you're not allowed to be Mavatalit. Let me see if there's any other issues of Mavatal Isser. Yeah, so I think we covered pretty much the Indian of Abayim Abatan Lusachat Chila. We know if it's deraisa, derabanan. We know whom exactly it's going to be asur for if you did it b'mezin. We know that it only applies if you did it b'mezin, not b'shoigig. We know what's the geder of shoigig. We know that the Taz Paskins that Omer Mutter, if you thought that it's permitted, that's also called a shoigig. So we really know a lot about Abayim Abatan Lusachat Chila. What's left is the issue of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Means even if you did a Peshoigig, even if you just fell in. Isser fell into Heter, and the extra Heter that fell in was put in, or just knocked in. Or you didn't know the halacha that you're not allowed to add. Or someone else. Did it against your will, whatever.
If you didn't know the halacha, you're not allowed to add. The nasa and the beilu yisei shouldn't have happened either way. When does nasa? Is it there a before we say
you're mixing up with something else. You're touching on something, but you're. When we say you didn't know, we mean you didn't know the halacha. You didn't know. In other words, just to turn it into a shaygig, all you need is, let's say that you didn't know the halacha, that it's aser to be mavatal. You knew that there's iser. You knew you're adding more heter in order to be mavatalit. You didn't know that that's aser. You thought, you thought you're mamish lachochem, you thought you're mamish gevaldik. You have a way of being mater the iser. You'll be mavatalit. You'll be maile shalash tibas hatmei. So be mavatal the iser. You're off base. What you're talking about is something else. There's a svara to say. We're going to talk about it. We don't have enough time already today. We'll talk about that tomorrow. There is such a shita that it only becomes nevela after you became aware that Isser fell in. Meaning, when the nevela fell into 30, if the other 30 of Heter was added before you knew that nevela was there, so we don't say that the first 30 became a nevela. We don't say chaticha nasas nevela before the yediyas hataruvis. That's a different. There's a different issue. It's yediyas hataruvis. It's not knowing the halacha. What? Came up a bunch of times. This is the ikar place where it talks about it. This is the ikar place, because again we're asking ourselves that other question. What do we adding? It became a nevela. So we have to search for a case. Which cases, or even when you're adding, it's still going to be mutter because it didn't become nevela. When is it not going to become nevela? One possibility is if you added before you became aware that there's isser there. According to that one shita, the isser v'heter is not nasas nevela. If you first found out, that isser is inside after the heter was added, and now you already have shishim. By the time you find out that there's isser there, when you find out there's shishim, it goes by when you found out. That's one shita. So we'll talk about that shita, if we accept it la halacha or not. The Yisra B'Heter quotes it in the Darkei Moshe, but it's not quoted here in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. So the Shach is mafalful about it. The Ramah maybe was chayzer on this, so that's why he didn't quote it. Okay, so we'll talk about that. And the other cases of Chichanasis Novela of Yavish B'Yavish, of Lach B'Lach, what's exactly considered, yeah? Yeah, that's the main thing. And then maybe we'll start already Sivav already tomorrow, hopefully. But you have now the whole picture of the... Well, hopefully by the end of tomorrow you should try to be finished Sif Hay at least. And then by Thursday, the end of the week, you should try to be finished Sif, at least Sif Vav. Maybe Sif Zayin, you know, you could save for Sunday morning if you're not finished. One Inyan, small Inyan. Alright? Adkan. Alright? Adkan. Alright? Adkan. Alright? Adkan.